I'm tempted just to say, let's go home. Because we've really had a spectacular time. But I think that there's something you can take home with you that's important that is contained in Genesis chapter 1 that each of us needs. And so I'm going to ask you to do something with me that we did last night. I want you to think about what are the first three words. Don't say them yet. The first three words from Genesis 1:1 in English. And when you think you know them, tell someone sitting next to you. Okay, now, if the person who told you was correct, congratulate them. And if not, tell them the actual first three words in English. What are the first three words in English? In the beginning. And it continues. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And it uses a very specific word for create, bara. Can you say that? Bara. It means to create out of nothing. And it tells us something about God, that he can look at nothing and turn it into something. He can take things that aren't and call them into being. That's the God who we serve. And if you get Genesis 1:1 into your heart and into your mind, it will help you with the whole scriptures. But if you struggle with Genesis 1:1, all the scriptures will be difficult for you. In the beginning, God created. God created and he acted on his own. When there was nothing, he created something. He did not look to anyone else to make it happen. He himself did it. There wasn't a vote among potential molecules. The textbook writers weren't consulted first. God called creation into being. And he is able to work that way in your life even today. The universe that he created continues, and now he's still able to speak into it. He's still able to speak into your life. He's still able to call things into existence that were not. And what is the key? When he wants to do something, he often will put that on someone's heart and on their mind. And what is their responsibility then? To ask. So I want you to tell someone near you, sitting near you, you've got a responsibility. Ask. You've got a responsibility. Ask. You have a responsibility before God to ask, because God wants to work with you, through you. And you might say, why don't certain things happen? You know what the apostle Yaakov James said? Some things don't happen for a simple reason. Nobody asks. Other things don't happen because they ask, but with the wrong motive. Selfish motives, not God's motives. Ask. Okay, if it's a guy sitting next to you, punch him in the shoulder and say, "Start, ask more. Ask. Don't stop asking. Keep asking. Because your God has given you this responsibility. He wants you to ask. How do you know how to ask? You abide in him. You spend time with him. Don't ask according to the advertisements you see on television. Don't ask according to the cars that are in your neighbor's driveway. Ask according to the things God puts on your heart when you spend time in prayer, when you spend time in his word, when you spend time serving as he tells you to. As you're obeying him, he'll put things on your heart and you can ask. Well, I want to do an ask right now. I want to ask for young people. I want to pray for young people. And I want to tell you something. I especially want to pray for young people who are around the age of 12 and up, because that's a transforming time. Yeshua, at the age of 12, stayed back after Passover and had a little bar mitzvah class, I think. with some rabbis who needed to learn some things. The traditional Jewish understanding is at the age of 12 for girls, 13 for boys, they're ready to take a position of accountability before God. They can be normally mature enough to make a decision to follow the Lord themselves. That's a time when they're capable. They may have known the Lord when they were 6 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, but there's a time of accountability when they can stand before God and say, Lord, I want to serve you with my heart. And at that time, I think it's not only appropriate for bar and bat mitzvah to take place when they're ready, but it's also appropriate for that age group to be thinking about all the commands of God, including tevilah, being immersed in water. We will have a class for those, not just young people, but for others who have not been immersed in water, so that you can learn about the importance of this, and you can decide, do you want to begin to obey the Lord in this way? And do you want to experience the blessing that comes and the transformation that comes from being immersed in water? So I want to invite young people, especially who are around the age of 12, if you're really sincere in your faith or you want to grow in your faith and you want to know, what does it mean? Why did Yeshua teach us that we should be immersed in water? Then I want to invite you to that class. That class is going to be on Saturday, November 7th, after the Shabbat service. I think it'll be at 1 o'clock. And so it's not just for young people. It's not for little kids. You've got to be old enough to dialogue about serious questions and to understand a certain level of the requirements of faith as a young person. So I want to invite the young people, and here's why. I believe God wants to use the young people in strong ways, and I believe a lot of you who are young already love God and already have a desire to follow Him and to be real ministers to the Lord. You want to use your gifts and talents to serve the Lord and to minister in very practical ways. You know, in the days of the tabernacle and the temple, there were certain Levites who were called to carry stuff and then to put it together, and they were considered worship leaders and ministry people and those who were serving the Lord. In the same way, young people, you could be serving in the sound ministry. You could be serving on the projector ministry. You could be a greeter. How many of you saw all the young people greeting today? When I came in, it was like the gauntlet, you know, of young people. It felt so good to be welcomed at the synagogue by young people. So young people, I want to encourage you, volunteer and learn the ministry. Adults will train you in excellence. They'll help you do things in a way that will really make you confident and will help you build your skills and your disciplines. And those things that you learn will be useful building blocks for you all the days of your life. So can I pray for young people? Okay, young people, whoever you are, stand up for just a minute. I want to pray for you. If you know you're young, or the person sitting next to you thinks you're young, stand up. All right. Now, I just want to pray for all of you. Lord, I thank you for the young people in this congregation, and I pray you would use them, you would raise them up, and they would be a sign to us of your faithfulness and your plans and your commitment to our present and our future. Thank you, Lord, that you call us into families. You create us as people who are born into families and raised in families, who learn love in families, and who learn to make our families in a covenant with you. And we pray for these young people that they would thrive, they would prosper, they would be blessed as they're serving you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. A couple of announcements, then we're going home. We have new Bible reading plans. They're available at the welcome desk in the lobby. You can pick those up. Take some for yourself. And they also have check boxes. So every time you read the Torah, Haftorah, or Brit HaChadashah, you can check it off. How many of you like to check things off? Good. This is especially for you. And for the rest of you, this will help you learn to check things off when you accomplish them. Two other announcements. We're renewing our vision for the Helping Hands Ministry, and we're looking for people who want to be involved. This is a ministry that helps people in very practical ways, fixing things that they're not able to fix, sometimes visiting people at home when they're homebound, or bringing food to those in need. It works in a lot of different ways. And this is one of the best ways that a congregation can show love as a community, serving one another, serving together. So if you want to be part of this, or you have some gifts or talents that you know could be useful to other people, then I want to encourage you to contact Patricia Cazares, and her email is listed in the bulletin. Contacts us, helpinghands@bethisraelnow.com. And when you connect with her, you can dialogue about the kinds of things that you're able to do, and when she has opportunities, she'll connect with you. You won't just be assigned or overwhelmed with things. You can connect and communicate so that together we can really be a serving congregation. And then one more announcement. We have our welcome class on Saturday, October 24th. At 1 p.m. following the Yom Shabbat service. This is a great way to learn about the messianic vision that guides this congregation and about the vision and the character of our congregation in Messianic Judaism. If you're interested in Messianic Judaism or you're interested in membership in this congregation, please come sign up for the class, and then if you are interested in membership, also sign up for the membership class that follows the week after. Those two are prerequisites for becoming members. You can sign up at the welcome desk or online at BethIsraelNow.com. Now we're going to conclude, and we're going to do one more time a test. Ask the person sitting nearest you the first three words in the Bible. If they get it right, smile at them and say, "You're doing well." Now ask them the next two words in the Bible. Ask them, ask that person. Okay, how many people found that the person sitting near them got this right? Okay, if you didn't raise your hand, I want you to coach that person. Practice with them one more time. I'm serious. We'll leave after all hands are raised when I ask the next time. Okay, let me just test this. Everybody with glasses on, test someone who is wearing blue. If you have glasses, find somebody who's wearing blue and test them. Ask them the first three words and then the next two words in English in the Bible. Glasses. Test the blue. Okay, now one last test. Test that person nearest you. Ask them the first three words and then the next two words. How many got it right? All right. The rest of you didn't take this seriously. You will have to stay after class. No recess for you. Let's stand for the Aaronic blessing. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ye'er Adonai p'navelecha v'yichunecha, yisa Adonai p'navelecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord bless you and keep watch over you and protect you. May the Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and give you his peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Amen.